Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, Evolokimab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
My uncontrollable movements called TD, tardive dyskinesia, felt embarrassing. I felt like disconnecting. I asked my doctor about treating my TD and learned about Ingrezza, a prescription medicine clinically proven for reducing TD in adults. That's always one capsule, once daily, and number one prescribed. People taking Ingrezza can stay on most mental health meds.
Ingrezza can cause depression, suicidal thoughts, or actions in patients with Huntington's disease. Call your doctor if you become depressed, have sudden behavior or mood changes, or suicidal thoughts. Don't take Ingrezza if allergic. Serious side effects may include allergic reactions like sudden, potentially fatal swelling and hives, sleepiness, the most common side effect, and heart rhythm problems. Know how Ingrezza affects you before operating a car or dangerous machinery. Report fever, stiff muscles, or problems thinking, as these might be life-threatening. Shaking, stiffness, drooling, and trouble with moving or balance may occur.
Take control by asking your doctor about Ingrezza.
Learn more at Ingrezza.com. That's Ingrezza.com.
Ian Dempsey.
Playing the music you love. Today.
So that is Uptown Girl by Westlife on Thursday morning here on Today FM. Now, I'm delighted to be joined in studio by a superstar. How are you, Saoirse? Saoirse Monica Jackson is with us. And the reason you're here is because you're going to be on the stage. You're going to be on the Gaiety in Dublin in a Chekhov play. Very nice. Tell us all about it.
It's a really exciting project for me to be part of.
Yeah.
It's got a really fantastic cast. We have an amazing director, and it's a part that I always wanted to play. I've actually been in Three Sisters before and played the part of Irina, and I sort of feel like it's the perfect time for me
to now play Natasha. So it's Three Sisters by Anton Chekhov.
Yeah.
And so what's the story of that? You're playing Natasha in this one. What's that about? What's it about?
So it's an adaptation by Kira Elizabeth. Elizabeth Smith. So she's really, you know, strived to make it more contemporary and appeal to a younger audience and make Chekhov exciting for younger people. The play centres around a family that are really in a situation where they feel stuck, quite a wealthy family. And it centres around these three sisters who feel like they have no purpose and are longing for a life of work or love, or to return back to their birthplace.
Yeah.
And it's sort of the story of how the three sisters sort of deal with that in different ways.
Okay.
But I think what Kira's did so fantastically in her adaptation is focus on the comedy of Chekhov. I think so often people can see the play as a tragedy, but really, you know, it's about the sort of
there's a funny side to everything, isn't
there? It's about the sort of human comedy that we find in our failures.
Yeah, exactly. Really, it's going to be part of the Dublin Theatre Festival, so it's only on for 5 nights, and it's on the Gaiety Theatre. So I said the tickets are going to go very quickly for this 8th to the 12th of October, if they're not gone already. Three Sisters, Gaiety Theatre. So where are you now at the moment? You're in rehearsals, you're going through technical, you know, kind of making sure that you've got all your moves right and all that, yeah?
Yeah, we're into the third week now, so I think this time frame always feels like the pressure point, where all the cast are like, oh my God, is it going to come together? But it definitely will. We have a strong person leading the ship, so we're in good hands.
Yeah. Now, of course, you're very, very famous for playing the part of Erin in Derry Girls. There was talk of a movie. Did you hear any of that at all? Or, you know, do you think that will ever happen? I think it would be very well received. Yeah.
I think it would be too, but yeah. I, you know, that's down to Lisa. I mean, I would love to see the Gaels and James come back in a few years when they're older, but we just don't know, you know.
Because it could be taken from the next level, you know, how they've done, and maybe meeting up for a kind of a school reunion type of thing. I'll pass that on, dear. Yeah. Well, thank you very much. It's okay. She can have that one absolutely free and for nothing. Now, you've often credited your drama teacher at St. Cecilia's College in Derry. You remember her name, don't you?
Yeah, Miss McTague.
Miss McTague.
Yeah.
Did you know her first name is Greta?
I did. But I'm too
respectful to say it, exactly. Of course. Yeah. It's funny because there was a teacher I went to, you know, I'm a lot older than you.
No.
Honest to God. But I remember, like, there was this teacher called Mr. Brown, who was our maths teacher when I was in school, like I was 12, 13 or whatever. And he lives around where I live now. And I still, every time I see him, call him Mr. Brown. I can't bring it to myself to say it. Anyway, Greta McTague, she sent a message.
No way.
That's why you're wearing the headphones. So, do you want to have a listen to this now? I leave the microphones on, okay? So here we go.
Saoirse, I know you're busy. We're all busy. But if you could just let me know when you might consider submitting that overdue essay on Brechtian methodologies, that would be appreciated. We could come to some arrangement on that, and Lou, I could get maybe two comps for three sisters, you know, but we'll talk. I'll get your people to talk to my people and we'll talk. But on that note, it just gives me this opportunity to wish you the very best for the run and three sisters. I'm delighted that people will see your magnificent range as an actor. And we're so proud of you at St. Cecilia's College. And you must come up and see the big, beautiful mural with your beautiful face on it outside the drama room. Lots of love, Miss McTague, a.k.a. Greta.
Ah, Greta.
Oh, that's so lovely.
Isn't that lovely?
That's
very
so
nice.
Lovely.
Yeah.
I feel very privileged that I get to be an actress, and I love every second of it.
Brilliant. Well, you know, you wouldn't be doing it if you weren't really good at it. So there you are. And I believe you did try before. You were once a door-to-door salesperson. Is that right?
Yeah. I was.
That didn't work. What were you selling?
I was selling HelloFresh. I actually think...
HelloFresh.
I think I am actually a good saleswoman.
Yeah.
But I just, I couldn't get under the sort of scheme of getting older people to sign up online, and I was always really worried that they wouldn't know how to cancel it. So I never really made any sales.
So you were too concerned. You weren't cutthroat enough, ruthless
enough. I wasn't cutthroat
enough,
no.
Okay, but it says here on the, you used to do the door-to-door sales, but you got fired, and on the very same day you got the email about a show called Derry Girls.
Yeah.
Oh, same day. It's all fate, isn't it?
It's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, listen, we're all looking forward to seeing this. The Gaiety Theatre, 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th and 12th of October. 5 nights only, everybody. DublinTheatreFestival.ie, and it's all part of that festival, which is always great. Three sisters, Saoirse Monica Jackson. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Oh, thank you.
You
That's
very
one
much.
Of the loveliest radio interviews I've done. Thank you
Are
for
you
getting
serious
that.
Now?
Thanks for getting that voice note from us, McTague. It was lovely.
Very nice. Thanks a million.
Thank
Cheers,
you.
Saoirse.
Thank you.
Ian Dempsey.
Playing the music you love. Today FM.
My uncontrollable movements called TD, tardive dyskinesia, felt embarrassing. I felt like disconnecting. I asked my doctor about treating my TD and learned about Ingrezza, a prescription medicine clinically proven for reducing TD in adults. That's always one capsule, once daily, and number one prescribed. People taking Ingrezza can stay on most mental health meds.
Ingrezza can cause depression, suicidal thoughts, or actions in patients with Huntington's disease. Call your doctor if you become depressed, have sudden behavior or mood changes, or suicidal thoughts. Don't take Ingrezza if allergic. Serious side effects may include allergic reactions like sudden, potentially fatal swelling and hives, sleepiness, the most common side effect, and heart rhythm problems. Know how Ingrezza affects you before operating a car or dangerous machinery. Report fever, stiff muscles, or problems thinking, as these might be life-threatening. Shaking, stiffness, drooling, and trouble with moving or balance may occur.
Take control by asking your doctor about Ingrezza.
Learn more at Ingrezza.com. That's Ingrezza.com.